Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF. I am chatting again with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, Labrador Gold is focused at the Kingsway property in Newfoundland. We just received some more drill results yesterday, July 7th, from a number of different targets, different areas on the project. The focus initially, though, is going to be on this Big Vein Southwest area. So Big Vein was, I believe, the first discovery on this project. It's had the most drilling so far. That still being said, is that this is still a fairly early on discovery and exploration at this Kingsway project. The headline number yielded the highest grade gold intercept at Kingsway to date. That was 284 grams per ton gold over little more than half a meter. Roger, let's start here. It seems like you guys hit a ton of gold over what was a relatively narrow width, but what's the potential here at this Big Vein Southwest area?
Thanks, Corey. It's good to be back here. And Big Vein Southwest, well, you know, it's shaping up to be pretty good. This particular intersection that you just mentioned, the 284 grams over 0.58 meters, it was about 120 meters to the southwest of our last hole from Big Vein, which itself was not too shabby at 54 grams a ton over 0.95 meters. So we've got that 120 meter step out, and we're really just starting to drill down here. We received our permits for this area a month or so ago, and so it's actually completely new to us. So I don't want to speculate on what's happening there quite yet. We've only got a few drill holes into it. But of course, the ones that we have drilled have looked good so far. And I'll just point out that the 284 grams, I mean, that was spectacular. Lots of very fine grains of visible gold throughout the core there. And but just below it, less than a meter below that interval, there was another interval of 15 grams a ton over just over a meter. So, you know, together, I didn't put them together because the little bit in between, there was not much gold there. But yeah, I mean, it's looking good. And I think drilling in between in that 120 meter gap, drilling down plunge of this high grade intercept is going to be our focus in the next little while in this area. And I think, like I said, we're not 100% certain what's going on here, but it's possible that this southwest extension area may be another HTC type of zone. And HTC has continually produced high grade intercepts. So hopefully we'll see more of that in this Big Vein extension area.
So Roger, the news release even says that this is the furthest hole drilled to the southwest at Big Vein, 120 meter step out from previously reported mineralization. How big is this Big Vein target looking right now? Because that 120 meters was simply from the last mineralized drill hole. There are other drill holes that have even further expanded on this. So what is Big Vein looking like in terms of strike length right now?
Yeah, I think right now we're probably looking over just over 400 meters, probably on the order of 430 meters from the northeasternmost results that we've received to this intercept in this hole today. And it's also still open in both directions, so which is great. It has potential to grow more. Certainly it's open down plunge at the HTC zone, and we'll see if we can continue this down plunge of this hole that we announced.
So where's the follow-up drilling going to be then? Are you going to keep expanding to the southwest now because of this high-grade result? Are you going to drill other areas? Give us a little more insights into where the drilling is coming at Simply Big Vein.
Right. We have two drill rigs operating at Big Vein right now. One of them is still testing the down plunge extension of the HTC zone. We haven't received too much from that zone recently. We are drilling deep there. Our deepest intercept at HTC is about 250 meters vertically, and it still continues. So we're testing down below that right now at the HTC zone. The other drill will be focused on this southwestern extension, and certainly we'll be following up on this latest result and drilling down plunge of that. But we'll also be looking to further push out to the southwest, as well as filling in that 120 meter gap between the last two results.
Now, one thing to also note is that these results, really high grade from Big Vein Southwest, came deeper down in the hole, a little over 300 meters down hole. Is this expected in the system, the higher grades deeper down?
Yeah, I think that certainly that's what we've seen up in sort of the HTC area, which is why I'm kind of leaning towards that sort of interpretation right now. And we know that in these orogenic gold systems that very often, as you drill deeper, the grades get higher. So it's not completely unexpected, but like I say, it's early days down in this part of Big Vein. So we'd certainly want to drill a few more holes before deciding or putting out there exactly what we think is happening.
Okay, let's also talk about some of the other results within this news release. We had drill results from the Pristine target, from Midway, from Golden Glove, as well as a little result from HTC zone. Overall, you continue to hit gold. It's not necessarily the highest grade. We're talking a couple grams per ton, except for a couple results from Golden Glove and Midway, where the grades went up, and still widths around, let's say, 1 to 13 meters, all within that news release. Anything else that we can highlight in terms of the drill results at these other targets?
Yeah, I think there's really two things to talk about there. One is Golden Glove, which this is the second result that we've had from Golden Glove, and it also is following up our initial result. So the Golden Glove there is 20 grams over a meter, and it was drilled down to test the down plunge extension of a 6.2 grams per ton over 4 meter intercept, which actually included a higher grade 10.3 grams over 2 meters. So that was good. That was successful, and we've seen that there. People have been quite interested in Golden Glove because it is located on the east side of the Appleton Fault Zone, which is where Newfound Gold has consistently produced their high-grade, long-interval type interceptions down to the south there. So, we've got the grades here, but we don't have the length of intersection quite yet. Hopefully, that'll come as we continue to drill there at Golden Glove. Again, we're only about six or seven holes into the drilling at Golden Glove, so lots more to come from Golden Glove. And then Midway is I kind of think of it as a sleeper. We've drilled 10 holes there, and we've hit some good intercepts. But it's a different beast from what we see at Big Vein and Golden Glove and Pristine. It's away from the Appleton Fault Zone, and the gold mineralization there is hosted in gabbro rather than quartz veins in sedimentary rocks as they are along the Appleton Fault. And the gabbros, the gold there is disseminated through the gabbro. And so we do see lower grades, but usually those lower grades are over longer intercepts. You know, again, early days with just 10 holes there. But, you know, when I look at that, I see the potential there for a sort of a more bulk tonnage type scenario. And we certainly have a lot of gabbro on the property to test. So anything that we can put together along those gabbros would certainly add tons pretty quick.
So, Roger, I understand that this is still pretty early on, testing a lot of these other targets. You guys have built up these targets. You're hitting gold at pretty much all of these targets pretty consistently. Any of these areas that you're the most excited about or that your team on the field are most excited about?
Well, we're always excited to hit gold. Most excited, different people have different ideas. Our Project Geo really likes the Gabbroek-hosted gold mineralization at Midway. You know, I still like Big Vein because that was just the first one we found, and it's continued to deliver for us up until now, even after, you know, over a year of drilling there. But, you know, Golden Glove has potential, and we're drilling about 8 kilometers to the north of Big Vein right now at what we call the CSAMT target. And that one, I think that one has the capability to surprise big time, because it's on the east side of the Appleton Fault Zone, like Golden Glove and Newfound's targets to the south. And it's in a area of real structural complexity, which sounds awful, but in fact for gold it's very good to give you good structural ground preparation for the precipitation of that gold. And there's a lot of geochemical anomalies, gold anomalies, and geophysical anomalies in that area. So we haven't got any results from there yet. I think we've drilled 2 holes so far. And that one really has the potential to surprise. So here's hoping it does.
Roger, one other thing we should cover here was a June 29th news release that mentioned that the company received some more cash through the exercise of warrants. A little under $4 million came in the door. In this market, cash is very important to have, because I think we have seen just how difficult it is to raise cash. And quite frankly, companies right now have been actually pulling back on work programs just to try to conserve some of their cash. Where does the company stand now in terms of cash in the bank, please?
Yeah, right now we have, following that those warrant exercises, we have $26.5 million in the bank. We were fortunate to be able to top that up with the warrant exercises. A bit of a double-edged sword, because, of course, the share price sold off prior to the warrant exercises, and that might have sold off anyway in these markets, but probably that didn't help. But, you know, I think there are a lot of junior companies out there that would love to have $4 million coming in the door right now. And, you know, with $26.5 million, we're more than fully funded for the remainder of our drilling program, which is on the order of about 55,000 meters. And that funding should last us at least another 2 years. So we can hold out at our current level of work for at least 2 years.
Okay. Roger, thank you for the update. I'll be posting a link to that news release below this interview so everybody can look over the drill results and the summary of results within that news release. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Roger, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll be following up with Roger on the back of some more news. Roger, thanks for your time today. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Corey, and the same to you. It's always a pleasure to chat.